This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding here in Amud Chaf Beis, where he had just gotten through saying the different darga of the Malchus in terms of being different chalke adam, and now he's going to explain also the koach of ra in each one. In other words, each malchus represents a certain aberration from toiv, and he'll explain what that aberration was. V'loichen, say the psych paragraph in Chapez. V'loichen am malchus agimor shoynis ki lekol echad min adal malchus hoya mida acheres. Each one of the Malchus had a separate meter, whereas the fourth Malchus had all of them together, this one had separate ones. Vizeh. Ki Malchus Arishnu Malchus Bavel, Hoysim of Akeshas Achshivus, Lias Choshev Al Kol. Malchus Bavel wanted Chshivus. Kmeshama Daniel Antu Reisha de Dahava. Nebuchadnezzar saw one of his dreams was where he saw the Dal Malchus as a pestle, with different madregas, with a head of gold and a body of silver and feet of thighs of nechoshes, and then feet of clay. So he called the Melech Bavel Reish Dahava, Kloimer Shu Reish Bechashivas Ayosa. He wanted to be the head, the most important. Vezer Shemevakish Hakbohosa Ala Koil. He wanted to be the top man. Meshroisa Daniel Chayreshoina Doimelari. Daniel, when he saw the dream, saw animals, and he saw the first one like a lion. Kariyo choshe b'chayis. The k'maysha amru the ama mar melech shebechayis ari. V'lo hoya mevakesh rak hachashivus hayisigalu. All he wanted was to be most choshev. Olakach roa sheyesh lo gat fin denesha shenesha v'shmai perech l'mala. So the two things is he saw a lion that had wings of an eagle. Both of them are like the chshivas of the animal world. And that's what he saw there. Avul. Hamalchus Hashenis Amalei said, Chadua v'daroi dichsaf, the center and the hands were made of silver. Ke Hamalchus as a oyev lesef ha'oysha. The silver was oysha, because oyev kesel is v'kesef. So the word kesef meaning silver, and the word kesef meaning money, isn't interchangeable. So the second Malchus liked wealth, and Achashverosh is, the Megillah starts with his whole party and so on. HaMalchus HaGimel Ro Oysa Nechoshes, Adei Shaya Az V'Zor Yisraelich V'Lichbash Arzis Merochi. He saw in him the Midah of Azus and Zrizus, Olekach Malchus HaShaya Taki V'Az, K'mo Nechoshes Shu Az. So that Malchus was as the word takif means strong, but the word az means daring, like nechoshes. And that's why he called him a nomer, was aspanim. Varvi koicho ala shchosa lefikach nimshol lebarzel ashu mechatech umashkes hakoyl. So we have four malchias. Each one of them represents a different koach of ra. And, and it's connected to the different elements over there. I want to pause a minute and I want to talk a little bit about this. We're talking about four Malchias that encompass all of Ra. We need to try to figure out some common denominator. I can think of many, many bad Midas that are not subsumed. What about, like, a very stingy guy, a real stingy Malchus? Like a stone type of person, doesn't want to give tzedakah, an achzari sticker guy. Don't want to have anything like that. Yes, it could be Rome after Mashkas, everything, but don't talk about achzarias, don't talk about many other bad midas. There are no lack of bad midas, so we pick four midas that are bad. But there has to be some sort of rhyme or reason about where and how they're part of one specific set of bad. I would like to understand it in a way where they all are part and parcel of one inyan. And these four nations that are bad are not called four nations that are bad. They're called four malchias. It's not like Anshe Stoim or Reim Chatoim. Stoim had a melech, but the melech doesn't really count. It's Anshe Stoim, Reim Chatoim. Mitzrayim is Ervas Haaretz. There was Shakur Bezuma. Maiser, you know, Eretz Knan, you know, whatever the Yeshim grew in Eretz Knan. Most of the nations and the peoples that are doing bad, we describe as the people. We don't describe as the malchus. So this goes back to what we said yesterday. We started the emes. When we talk about Dalad Malchius, we talk about a very, very specific area that is central to what the Brias Adam is and what the anti. In other words, the Bria of Adam was when Vayimelkim Nasa Adam Salmeinu Kedmusenu VeYirdu Bidgas Yom Fashayim VeVayimel Aras Haremes. And then it says, "V'melakim puru v'um la'aretz ve'kipshua uredu." But Gaius, Gaius Hayom, if Hashem Cholchaya reverses al la'aretz. So the Adam is created as the melech of the world. That's his tzura. Tzura's Adam is the tzura of Malchus, and so it's the way in which we deher Malchus that you have corruptions in what the music of Melech is. Let's take a simple example. We can point out to evils and that people do, and there are many of them, and there are no lack of bad things and bad hanhagas, bad midas. We can also specifically pinpoint hanhagas of Malchus that are bad. And the tzad hashav of all of these hanhagas is that it's a way of misusing the koyach of Malchus that Adam was given. So let's explain a second. When we talk about the person's koyach of Malchus, we have two things in mind. One is that he can rule over everything, and he can put everything together and run it as a world. So Adam can master the world and run it as a world. It also means that Adam has a she'ifa to be a melech. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Adam as the core of his metzias, that means an Adam is not happy to just exist. An Adam needs to be a melech. We say Ma Malki Rabbanan. Malchus is something that if we have it in us, and if that's our destiny, that's the purpose for being created like that, then Bal Korchach, we have a drive for it. The drive for Malchus b'kitikunoi works like this. We said before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the midpoint, and the world, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a multitude of Nevroim, they spread out. The job of the Melech is to refocus them. La'ovdei Shechem Echad, the bringing together and refocusing everybody towards the Toiv. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim, when he talks about the job of the Melech HaMashiach, who is a Melech, that's his Mohus. His job is to bring everybody back to Yiddishkeit, not because he moonlights as a Makarev personality. Like, you know, the Melech who comes Malchus Vizdavid, so really he should be a full time Malchus Vizdavid. But you know, it's a difficult kufa. He's got a moonlight as a makarev in the evenings. It's the mohus of the melech is that he brings Kaisel back in focus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The melech leads, and he's, so to speak, the lens that refocuses everything to come back to its point. That's what malchus is. So the malchus of the melech is to bring everything back to the pinnacle, which is that the kuna in the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's malchus ketikunai. Malchus b'kilkuloi means that I have the drive for Malchus, but instead of doing the right thing and bring it back to where it ought to be brought back to, I misuse it, and I use it for myself. I use my drive for Malchus to realize my own personal malchus rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. In other words, the malchus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, Lashem Amlucha, Biyim Loichu Melochim, and the melech's job is to serve as the focal point for that, as the lens that focuses the light to that nekuda. Malchus Bekilkuloi takes it for itself and enjoys the malchus as such. So there are different ways in which malchus expresses its kilkul. One is when I push myself to become the melech. If let's say there's a I take no responsibility for the truth of the anecdote, but it's a good anecdote anyway. There was a machlokas in a yeshiva in Europe about who should be Rosh Yeshiva. And they decided they couldn't, went to the Torah, whatever they decided they couldn't understand, they couldn't reach a conclusion, so they sent it to the Ragachava to ask. So, again, I take no responsibility for the truth of the story. The Ragachava replied, if the question is about Mominus, Ayin B'Metziv Beis Amin Aleph Mishnah, if the issue is about COVID, then neither the two are royal to be. That was the supposed answer. But at any rate, a melech that wants to be melech because it fulfills a personal ego need for himself is not a melech. Then it's about him. It's not about directing everyone to Klal Yisrael. It's about bringing everybody back it's about bringing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing is malchus is something which needs to be redirected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first deviation is when it's about realizing myself as the melech. So not as the vehicle to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to make myself into melech. That was Bavel, who looked for godless. That's Keneged Zohav. Zohav is something which seeks. Zohav is the Choshev element in the world. It's Arya, Nesha, all the things that are Choshev Mitzat Atzmai. That's one deviation. The second deviation is that a melech realizes his self by the fact that he possesses everything, that everything is his. Melech Peretz Geder, and so on. Melech has the absolute power, meaning everything belongs to the Melech. The Parshas HaMelech, which Shmuel Levi read, which gives the Melech's powers, everything belongs to him. He can take which fields he wants, he can wage which wars he wants, he can marry whoever he wants. So the second way of realizing Malchus is by making the entire array yours, belonging to you. That's a second nature of Malchus. So instead of Melech having the ability to harness everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshel Ma'adav Adayma, a police force can break into any house they want in order to catch criminals and to find drugs and whatever it is. If he uses that in order to line his own pocket, that's a corruption of that Melucha for something of his own. So the second Malchus was Modai, who latched on to the possessiveness of Malchus and the fact that the only one was Malchus, and that was the Kilkun Malchus. The third one was Yavan. Yavan's Malchus was by trying to go out of it, out of the Maracha. Let's explain this, because this is the most, in a certain sense, this is the deepest one. A person who is astute figures out quite rapidly that the people of Chashivas don't hang out with the people that are not Chashiv, and they've got their own club, they've got their own place, they've got their own thing. So the person who can escape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech because he's above everything. So I can be above everything simply by going where no one else has gone to. The reason why I'm above everybody here is not because I'm the best here. I'm beyond everybody. It's a chshivas. I'm not of the same type you are. I'm b'chlal of a different type. I remember I was once sitting next to somebody on a flight, and the person apologized. He said, really, he says, I never sit in economy. But I got very messed up, a last minute flight. I don't know why he was so apologetic about it, but I think he felt it was, so he apologized. So he explained himself, I'm not an economy type person. I'm better belonging first class, business class, but you know, what can you do? And I have to suffer in the economy. It's being of the same type or being not of the same type. Yovan dared, the mid of Azus is that you go where no one else has gone. So it's another way of putting yourself above everybody else. Nuchadnetzar said, I need everybody's adoration. That makes me choshev. Yovan went beyond that and said, we're beyond it. And I've escaped from that bubble, and I have my own metzias, and adrabah, that's my melucha, and that's my being above everybody else. And finally, the fourth one, in some ways, is the one that's most against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of the olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's le'elo, and is beyond the world. And that's Yavan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Atakad, like we spoke yesterday, Vishim HaKadosh, he's beyond the world. And third of all, and most important and most significant is Einoid Milvadei. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus Roimi tried to imitate that element by destroying everything but himself. In other words, nothing can have a kiyum except for me. When I'm mashless everything else, when I've gotten rid of everybody else. So all three, we were looking for the tzad hashav of all these four nyanim. Not just to express bad. We're looking for a certain tzad hashav. The tzad hashav is, because since malchus is the nekuda pnimis of Adam and of the Bria, that's really the innermost she'ifa of a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus to the world. So it's very fascinating. A melech, Achav, he was a rush as they come. But because he was a melech, Elio was mechalei kavod to him, because every Malchus carries in itself some nekuda of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Bria. The Gemara, it says, afilu reish kagashta, le'mimlechi, without being machzamala. Even somebody who's the head of the law of whatever workers, also, in other words, the musig of leadership in the Bria. There are other musagim also. Chazal tell us that le'arba ein melech v'yoytze chatzatz. It says, arba doesn't have a king figure. Different balachayim, ants and bees, have queen figures. An arba doesn't, and yet they're able to work together. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya, a certain teva in that. In Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya, a teva of Malchus. He's the Melech of the Bria. And b'meila, the person seeks and needs to realize it. People, people don't like to work for others. People like to be independent in business, even if it means having much less than others, because this nekuda in a person is a very strong nekuda. When it's kitikunoi, malchus is the mida that we have the ability to be meshabed the bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the mida of malchus that we have to be a melech on the bria is to bring the bria shechem echad la'avdoi to be oiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where that mida comes from. Its pilkul is where we stop. And instead of saying, I am taking everything and putting it and ruling over it with the aim to bring a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm taking it and realizing my own malchus, myself as melech. So we said there are four ways in which that happens. One is, I look around and I say, okay, who's the most chashav person here? I will make myself the most chashav person. And that's a realization of me as melech. Everybody bows down and says, Yechi HaMelech, I'm melech, and that gives you achshivas. That's one angle. So the etzem covet of the malchus is the malchus in Bavel's eyes. Mordai, Parsa Mordai, Ahasuerus, took the fact that the Melech has possession of everything and made that into what gave him the satisfaction of Malchus, and everything was his, and it being his was what gave him that satisfaction. So having the things, the Yavan was a step ahead, and Yavan said the Melech is the one who is above, who is beyond everybody. So I need to go where no one else has gone. I need to dare go where no one else has gone. And that's why Alexander, if you take a look at the stories that Chazal give about Alexander, he's always going to those far-fetched places. He's going to the Hari Choshech, and he's going to here, and he's going to there. He comes to this gate, that gate. In other words, he looks to be beyond the boundaries that the Metzias puts on a person. And that will give him his malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam because he's le'ela or le'ela, and we are, and therefore we fall into this when we if we also are dare to go where nothing else goes. And finally, the fourth one is the fourth malchus of Reimer says that they want to the musik of Einoid Malvadei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech because nothing else exists around him. Be'etzem. That's the midah. They realize their malchus by killing off everybody else. In many ways, it's certainly the greatest hashchasa, and that's why his malchus focuses more. It's just like every regime doesn't like to have enemies, and no regime likes to have people that oppose it. And there are subtle ways to do it. You give an interview to the person you like, you don't give it to the person you don't like. Every regime seeks to get good PR, and there's ways to maneuver it. In Russia, in the good old days, when it was still functioning, its whole mahus, the vast majority of its economy was spent on making sure there's no opposition to it. It's incredible. No sane person could think that this would bring about a revolt, but the core of their understanding was that anybody who can mouth a different day or opinion, that itself takes away from Malchus. Malchus means there's nothing but me. That's what the Malchus means. It's not that I'm geyser achshash. That if Reuven says I'm not a good melech, I'll tell it to Shimish, I'll tell it to Levi, they'll form an army, this and that. It's the fact is, my malchus is that there's nobody else who says anything other than what I said. That's the mozarat malchus. So that was malchus roimi, and that was the fourth malchus. Okay, we'll hold it in.